Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's College Football Game Time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can always find us on the Odyssey app. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael at 929 The Game, at 929 CFB Game Time. You can find John Chuckery at JMCH316. Randy McMichael at RandyMac81. You can find me at Chris Goforth1. It's time for us to go around the nation. That's brought to you by the W Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder. Visit the WSauce.com to find a retailer near you. Guys, I want to start as we talk about some of the big games. And look, there's a lot of big ones going on out west. You got Utah and Oregon, USC, UCLA. We got TCU, Baylor. We'll get to all of those. But I want to start with one that I normally would be one of the big games that we would talk about today, and that's Bedlam with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. John, you asked the question about disappointing teams during our buy-or-sell segment a little while ago. How about Oklahoma? That was a preseason number 9 team, and they could end up with a losing record.
Yeah, it's not been a very good first year out there for Venables, and you know, obviously he's not in trouble or anything, but boy, you know, Dylan Gabriel obviously going down, that didn't help at all this year. But that's just not a very good football team. And in a year of look, it's certainly opened up the Big 12 for the TCUs of the world and things like that, but. Yeah, no doubt, Chris, that this game has lost all of its luster today.
I mean, my expectations, I guess, were not as high as the people who do the preseason polls for Oklahoma. I just didn't think they were going to be the Oklahoma of old. But, this game, Bedlam, we know how it is. That it's always a last-second game and all those different things. And I truly anticipate it being a damn good game today because it just always is.
Right.
It's just one of those things where it always is.
Mike Gundy. 3-14 against Oklahoma. Both of those defenses, both Oklahoma State and OU, giving up over 30 points per game in Big 12 play. I don't
Sanders
know what the
playing over- today?
What's that?
Sanders, is he still banged up? The quarterback for Oklahoma State. I thought he was banged up last week.
I don't see anything that
I was looking. I don't see anything either.
Yes.
We've got UCLA and USC. That's our game of the week here on College Football Game Time. We're going to talk about that in about 20 minutes from right now. Sit tight for that one. Let's go for the other big game that's going on out west. You're going to have to stay up late for this one. It's a 10:30 kick on ESPN. You've got number 10 Utah taking on number 12 Oregon. This is revenge for Oregon. This is one where they've got a chance to be able to get back at Utah. Bo Nix probably not 100%. Sounds like he'll go today for Oregon. Not exactly sure how effective he can be. Utah playing a lot better. I think this could be a problem today for Oregon again. If they've got people out, Bo Nix isn't going to be 100%. You got Utah playing better. And, John, they're starting to look like some of those Utah defensive lines that we've raved about the last couple of years.
Yeah, and their running game has gotten it going as well. I expect them to try to run it very heavily against Oregon. You know, you wonder about that was that was an emotional loss, you know, last week for Oregon because it knocked them out of the playoff. You know, look, Bo Nix wasn't terrible, but if there was any conversation about winning the Heisman, I think that kind of went away last week as well. So, you know, what do we always say, Randy? Don't lose 2 weeks in a row. Don't let last week cause you to lose this week. And I think that's one of the things to watch out for is how does Oregon bounce back after what was a really emotional game and a really good back and forth game to watch last week. And the uniforms about made me blind in that game. But,
yes.
You know, but don't lose 2 weeks in a row after what happened last week.
I think that this is the thing where how healthy is Bo Nix? Because he got rocked on that last play, man. He got rocked. So how healthy is he? And, you know, Utah, they just been, you know, they've been one of them teams where the committee and everybody else hasn't punished them for that early loss to Florida because they still think they're one of the top teams in the Pac-12 at least. And I look at it as a point where, you know, what does Oregon do without Bo Nix today if he can't play? Because like I said, he got rocked in that Washington game on that last play.
They'll be in real trouble if he doesn't play.
Yeah. And I call it a revenge game for the Ducks. You remember last year they lost to Utah twice. Not only did they lose to them, they lost badly.
Yeah, especially in the Pac-12 championship game. They got rolled last year in that game.
Let's go to Baylor and TCU as that game will kick off at noon today on Fox. That's your big noon kickoff. For Baylor, run the football. If TCU does what they did to Texas last week, they held Texas to less than 2 yards a carry last week. If TCU can do that today for Baylor, Baylor stands no shot.
Well, Baylor's played really good defense this year. They're I think, as I'm looking here, number 46 in the country in total defense this year. They don't give up a crap ton per play. But, look, TCU's been living on the edge, Randy. Like they have, man. They have spent their whole year living on the edge. And that's it's tough to go 12-0 when you live on the edge like that. You wonder if somebody just – something finally breaks and something finally goes wrong for TCU, but you know they've kept their fingers crossed and they've managed to play through it all this year.
Hey man, the way they got out last week against Texas, because that was the first time they seemed like they led the whole damn game, and they almost let Texas back in that game. Because you know they are the team that everybody's waiting for. Everybody you hear talk about this TCU team is like, okay, this is going to be the week. I mean, it was last week because they were Texas was favorite last week. They found a way to win. It's this week because they're going to trip up. Baylor's not good. All right, let's just call it what it is. Okay, Baylor is not a good football team this year, and so that's why I'm keep looking. And I think TCU is better than they are, but just because of the way that they, you know, that they have to come from behind and all those different things, that's why people are picking. I just don't see that. And by the way, guys, Garrett just texted me. Yeah, Sanders, he didn't play last week. That's why I was trying to remember. He didn't play last week. He's banged up and don't know if he's going to be ready for Bedlam. Thanks. Appreciate that, G. They split time last week. Thanks, G. But I'm just like, I don't.
Is that because he got you a Coke at the game last night?
That's exactly what it was. It was cold, and I didn't feel like walking. So I said, Garrett, go get me a damn Coke. Mm-hmm. And I don't even drink soda. But but with that, I just think TCU's pretty good. I do. I just don't think Baylor is good. But now, could I be wrong? Does this seem like this probably is a like landmine for them? It kind of does. But I still think TCU wins this game.
Well, one other thing, too. Anytime one Texas school plays Texas – I think you have to, and you beat them. I think you have to avoid the Texas hangover, right? And I think that's part of what TCU is going to have to fight against today. Let's go Michigan and Illinois. That is the noon kickoff today on ABC. 12-degree wind chill expected at kickoff. Now, earlier in the week, Michigan was an 18-point favorite. I didn't check it this morning.
17.5.
17.5. All right, so the line has moved just a half point. If you want to be a playoff team, and you're Michigan, they're faced with, in my opinion, the same thing that Tennessee's faced with. If you want to be a playoff team, you got to do it, and you got to do it with style. I like this though, Randy. It's a good test for Michigan with Ohio State coming up next week. Illinois, not bad defensively. Michigan, if you run it well today, I think it looks good for next week. Chase Brown of Illinois may be a little bit banged up. He got injured at the end of that game last weekend. We'll see how effective he can be today.
Well, this is going to be a bloodbath because Illinois, they run the football and they stop the run. And this is going to be a bloodbath when you look at both of these teams and the style of play. I just want to see if McCarthy can make some plays in the passing game. I mean, because, I mean, as much as great as Corman he's been this year, McCarthy, he's been meh, you know, and can he find ways to throw? Because they're going to have to throw the ball against Ohio State next week. So, he's going to have to make some plays for him next week against Ohio State. But I think this is going to be a bloodbath. Both teams want to run the football. Both teams stop the run really bad. It depends on what the health of Brown, but I don't think if he's, you know, banged up or whatever, that's their M.O. They, DeVito, they don't want him having to win the football game for him.
Well, this is the number one and the number three scoring defenses in America.
Yes.
Michigan's now number one in the country in scoring defense. Illinois is third with Georgia squeezed in between. One thing about Michigan this year, Chris, they do not turn the football over. They've had five turnovers for the entire season. So if you beat them, you've got to go take it from them. They don't give you opportunities to try to do much against them. This could become a very one-dimensional game for both of these teams. I think points are going to be at a premium today. And I don't know what the weather's going to be like in this game, but this
it's going to be cold as hell.
Well, I mean, one thing Illinois does is they drag you down. Like they drag you into the muck and the mire, and that's how they win. They can't beat you 30-27. They have to beat you, you know, 5-4, you know, and that's how they win. So points will be at a premium, Chris. I haven't seen the over-under in this game, but you're talking about two teams that give up less than 24 points total a game. I don't expect a whole lot of scoring in this, and I think it becomes a very one-dimensional game. Now, next week, that'll be a whole different animal because, you know, Michigan's going to have to get a little bit more creative on offense than just lining up Corum and just hoping to just pound it away against Ohio State. But we'll talk about that then.
Another one, 2 o'clock game today. You'll have to go over to ESPN Plus in order to be able to watch this one as number 15 Kansas State takes on West Virginia. Kansas State could come into the Big 12 championship game playing really about as well as anybody. West Virginia has already fired their athletic director. It seems like it's just a foregone conclusion that Neil Brown is going to be out at some point.
Yeah, and Kansas State needs to you know, win, and I think they'll clinch. I think if they win today, the spot in the Big 12 championship game, because TCU's in at 7-0 already in the conference. So
that is a look at some of the. That's a look at going around the nation.
Yes.
We'll go Southern Cal, UCLA. That is our game of the week. We'll get to that next. That's brought to you by Fireshire from the W Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier. Visit WSauce.com to find a retailer near you. College football game time. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. The Odyssey app.
Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These dorks aren't in it.
College football game, Chom, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, brought to you in part by Dos Equis. Keep it classy until kickoff.
I was like, taking it? The game of the week?
Oh. Close. I mean, they're really close, Randy. It's by a cat whisker.
Time for our game of the week. This week it is a game of importance taking place in Los Angeles. It is number 6 Southern California against number 16 UCLA. They've got a sold out Rose Bowl for these two today. And guys, we mentioned this earlier. I guess it was during the buy or sell segment, and I told you guys then I like UCLA to win this. John, I just think UCLA a little more physical at the line of scrimmage, and I think that will be the difference today.
Well, a couple things. One is we talked about Michigan not turning over. Southern Cal only has 3 turnovers for the entire season, and you think about how much offense that they put up. What's going to be interesting is now it's life without Travis Dye for Southern Cal.
Yeah, man.
And,
yeah,
you know, they average about 183 yards a game rushing, Randy. One thing about this, Southern Cal has the highest turnover margin in the country. They are plus 17 for the season in turning the football over. So they find ways, Randy, to take the ball from the other team. I think that's going to be something to try to look at today.
Well, I know this, that I think Addy's back, and he's full back to full strength, so they got one of the best playmakers in America back at wide receiver. Caleb Williams has been unbelievable this year. This dude has just been a phenomenal addition to it. And, you know, they're throwing it out there. This place, the Rose Bowl is going to be sold out today.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, all right.
Didn't take a Big Ten team to have it either.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, I think that's a big thing for this rivalry. And it's good to have this game, this USC versus UCLA game, meaning the way it means today. You know, this has always been, the pageantry of it for years and years and years. And it's stunk the last decade, I could say. But, I think DT Thompson, this is the best year he's ever had at UCLA. He's a true dual threat quarterback. And if they can run the football, because SC can't stop nobody, this game's going to be a shootout, yeah. I think.
Oh, you're 100% right, Randy. I don't know what the over-under is on this one.
I got it right here. Let me pull it up. It's going to be a blowout. The over-under is 76.5.
Yeah, take the over.
Yeah.
Take the over, because I agree. Here, that Southern Cal defensive line is suspect. I think UCLA is going to be able to pound the ball right at them. I really think, you know, John talked about turnovers. I think that's key today. I think just somebody coming up and getting a defensive stop today will be huge in this game, because otherwise I think these two offenses, they may do it in different ways, but I think these two offenses will be able to go up and down the field today.
Yeah, UCLA is 8th in the country in running the football at 240 yards per game. And, Randy, one of the things about Southern Cal is we talk about passing offenses. They're a big chunk passing offense.
Yes.
They have a lot of guys that are 14, 15, 17, 19 yards of reception. They don't dink and dunk you. They get big chunks of yardage when they start throwing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the typical Chip Kelly offense. You know, they want to play action pass and get you in and hit those seams and everything like that. But I'm with you. I'm with Chris also on this thing, because is that USC can't stop the run, and that's what UCLA does best. The run game, we talk about the run game. Can UCLA, where is their run game going to come from? We know that Caleb can run the football, but when you lose a runner like Dye who gives you balance, and not just balance, he gives you toughness the way he runs. He's a real tough runner out there, no gloves, no wristbands, no tape or nothing, just bare hands and runs hard. And that's going to be missed today. But obviously, and JC, I remember you talked about this, hell, back in week 2, about where's the running back for USC? Well, they lost that guy.
Yeah.
So do they have somebody in the stable that can give him some kind of balance?
And, Chris, the other thing is Dye has been such a good sort of check down relief guy in the passing game. He had 21 catches for over 200 yards. So you lose him in the passing game as well. But it's going to be Austin Jones. He's averaged 6.4 yards an attempt. He's got 3 touchdowns on the season. He's caught 12 passes out of the backfield as well. So, look, he's now RB1 for Southern Cal, and there is some pride that's associated with. If you're RB1 at Southern Cal, there is something to that. So if he can get it going, you mix in Williams. Relik Brown's going to get some carries as well, but they have to also be able to run the football like they have been and not get themselves into a one-dimensional offense.
It's number 7 against number 16, Southern Cal against UCLA. 8 o'clock kickoff. You can hear that game on Sports Radio 92.9, the game tonight after the Hawks. So you'll be able to hear Southern Cal and UCLA with the kickoff set for 8. We'll get you there right after the Hawks here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game. When you look at what Lincoln Riley has done in year one at USC, guys, the ability to come in and, I don't want to say totally flip that roster around, but he was able to use the transfer portal to go out and find some guys that could be impact players that have, you talk about a program that's kind of been hanging around for a couple of years, as we've talked about, but not quite able to get over that hump in the Pac-12. He goes out, brings in a couple of guys through the portal that have been able to kind of help, it feels like, put Southern Cal over the hump now.
He didn't bring, like, fringe portal players.
No,
there.
Right. Yeah,
he went cherry pick.
Yeah, the Biletnikoff winner and maybe one of the 3 best quarterbacks coming back in the country, right?
Yeah, he didn't get fringe players.
When we talk about the, you know, that job at Auburn, right? Like, I think that's one of the things, and I think that's one of the reasons why the Auburn folks have these rumors about Lane Kiffin going around, is because we've seen Kiffin do it a couple of times in his career to be able to go in and flip a roster. That's what needs to happen at Auburn. Now, I'm not saying that Auburn is going to have a year next year like what USC's having this year, but that's what needs to happen at Auburn. They've got to find somebody that can go in there and kind of flip this roster over, do it quickly, get guys out of the portal, and you can get competitive now. This isn't like it was a couple of years ago where the rebuild process had to take forever.
Right.
You can flip it pretty quick now. It's like it's been for years in college basketball, John. You could go out in college basketball, land a transfer or two, bring in a guy from JUCO. You could remake your team pretty quickly. Now we've gotten to that point in college football, thanks to the portal, where, look, you can go out, cherry pick a couple of guys you need to fill some holes and be able to flip things quickly.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, you put a good coach at a elite premier program in the country. Yeah, I mean, listen, if Lincoln Riley went
in Los Angeles.
Well, right. I mean, if Lincoln Riley went to Ball State, the turnaround wouldn't be as quick, okay? Right. But when you are at Southern Cal, and they are, again, the premier sports program west of the Rocky Mountains, you can do that. And I tell you, the best first-year performance by Southern Cal coach, John Robinson in 1976, when he went 11-1, finished second in the country, won the Rose Bowl, the great Vince Evans at quarterback with Charles White and Ricky Bell at running back. And
Very underappreciated Vince Evans.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, former Chicago Bear quarterback as well. But, look, he's done a great job there. They're loaded up for Bear. Caleb Williams, I think, is, 31 touchdowns, 2 picks. He should be in New York for the Heisman ceremony when it's all down.
Doubt about it.
3,000 yards, 31 touchdowns. He's accounted for 39 touchdowns already between running and throwing. He's accounted for 37 touchdowns running and throwing. He's going to be over 40 touchdowns. He should be in New York. If we're going to have Blake Corum and everybody else there, Caleb Williams deserves to be in New York.
All right, so that is our game of the week, USC, UCLA.
Did we mention college basketball? Yeah, you did, Chris.
Huh? What?
No, yeah, we what? Sparty, you know, our guy Sparty, he misses when he wants to.
Did you see Dick Vitale's comment the other night?
I don't watch college basketball.
Yeah, even Dick Vitale said that there should be no reason for college basketball to start before Thanksgiving and all that, because nobody cares about it.
Don't do that. Our guy Sparty's listening.
Huh? I'm just saying what Dick Vitale said. Are you kidding me, baby? It shouldn't start. Come on. Are you serious?
Why are we playing? Why are we on right now? It's unbelievable.
Our guy Sparty was listening, man. And yeah. He's excited. We're talking. Yeah, we mentioned a college basketball ref.
He texted
on a college
me some
show.
Link to something or other yesterday and all that. So, listen, they should start the college basketball season at the end of February, play for a week or two, and then go ahead and get the tournament
exactly.
and be done.
Yeah.
Southern Cal, UCLA, 8 o'clock kick. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got our Max of the Week. We'll get to that next. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With you until noon. To that part of the show, my segment, well, the segment is named after me, it's the Max of the Week. It's to be a player, coach, fan base, whatever you want, equipment crew that got snow off the field. It really doesn't matter.
Cheerleader?
Cheerleader. It could be anything. Max are not just, you know, exclusive to just players. And I'm sure we got at least one, so I'll start it off with Harold Perkins Jr. last week, man, against Arkansas. And I know we talked about the kid from Ohio State who had that hurtling performance, that one guy. This is just like this. This kid is a freshman. I mean, unbelievable, guys. 8 tackles, 4 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, 4 fumbles. I mean, this dude was all over the field. And his closing speed, I mean, we talk about in 2 years, he'll probably be the second pick because the quarterback from North Carolina is going to be the first overall pick in 2 years. But this dude ain't gonna fall too far. He is an amazing, amazing football player. I'm going to go Cam Kitchens, the sophomore safety for the Miami Hurricanes. I mean, just 3 interceptions get ticked now. They were thrown like punts, but he still had to catch them. And then he took one home. Just a really, really good young player. One of the better young safeties in America. He's been one of the bright spots for an underachieving Miami team. All right, now.
The quarterback position at Tech's going really well right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, do they want you to come back?
They might.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I mean, listen, it'd be 2 Akron guys playing quarterback, so, I mean, why not?
Are they going to win today? And definitely this
in
is
basketball?
Yeah, one of them. Stop when I mention basketball. Vandy, I got four max. I'm going to go Vandy. I mean, the Vanderbilt football, awesome. The first SEC win in 3 years, man, to go into Kentucky and get that win just says a lot about them. Their coach, they're believing in what he's saying. They got a different toughness about them now. They don't have a lot of talent, but they got a lot of a different toughness about them. So, I
remember at SEC Media Days, Chris, he said they were going to be one of the, you know, top programs in the conference. So
he sure did.
Beating Kentucky is the first step to that happening.
Yes, and my last Mac is Bert Emanuel Jr., and we all know his father, freshman quarterback at Central Michigan. They played Buffalo. They were down 17 points. Now, he plays quarterback. Now, he was 1 for 22 yards passing, but he had 24 rushes for 293 yards with an 87-yard touchdown run, 3 touchdowns. And, I mean, this kid, I mean, they needed every single yard that he had. I mean, I remember his dad, and I saw the highlights last week on ESPN. I was like, Bert Emanuel Jr.? Is that Bert Emanuel's son? And it actually is. And for him to go off the way he did, another freshman, and hopefully he can get that passing game to go along with the run game. But he was just amazing at Buffalo last week. And those are my Macs of the week.
How did you guys see on Tuesday I think it was Central Michigan, Western Michigan game that was played in like 2 foot of snow?
Yes.
For the Mac, as Buffalo was trying to find a way to get out of Buffalo and head up to Detroit.
They still can't get out.
They're saying that there is a window this afternoon that they're hoping to get out. And
because they're going to stay in Buffalo because they play Thanksgiving.
Yes. They're going to stay up in Detroit. Yes. So, but they're hoping that there's a window this afternoon that they will get out and get up there.
Unreal. All right. Well, Randy, you took two of mine on my Macs of the week. I'll give you credit. You were on the Harold Perkins Jr. bandwagon long before anybody else was, going back a couple of weeks ago. Tied the school record at LSU, 4 sacks, added 2 forced fumbles in the win over Arkansas last week. First Power 5 player since Ohio State's Chase Young in 2019 with 4 sacks and 2 forced fumbles in a game.
That's good company to be in right there.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, Randy, I agree with you. Vanderbilt, one of my Macs of the week. They get the win over Kentucky, 24-21. It's the first SEC win for Vanderbilt since October the 19th of 2019. So we've had a pandemic. Georgia's won a national championship. You look at all the things that have gone on since that time, and Vandy gets the win last week. And my final Mac of the week, and I'm kind of going off the grid a little bit on this one, but I just think it's such a good story. Kid named Cam Babb. He was a 4-star prospect coming out of high school. He goes to Ohio State. He has suffered not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 ACL tears since he's been there. 4 ACL tears since he's been at Ohio State. He got into the game against Indiana, and he scored his first college touchdown for the Ohio State Buckeyes last week. So Cam Babb, 4 ACL tears. I think that's a fantastic story. That's my Max of the week.
Yeah, his one play from scrimmage was an 8-yard touchdown catch.
Unbelievable.
In that game. So that's a good call right there. I gave my first Mac of the week to Michael Penix Jr., 26 of 35, 74.3% completion percentage, 408 yards, 11.7 yards an attempt, 2 touchdowns, a pick, and had 20 rushing yards. I thought he was outstanding in that game, Randy. I just thought that every time
one pick, he was really good.
Every time Oregon came down and scored, he led them right back on another drive, and they kept trying to stay ahead and stay ahead and stay ahead. And look, you know, I mentioned to you and Andy that I don't know what Washington's head coach was doing calling a timeout to stop the clock and let Oregon run plays, but Penix, I thought, was outstanding in that game. Let's give one to the 2 starting quarterbacks in the LSU-Arkansas game, Cade Fortin and Jaden Daniels. For the entire game, they combined for 178 passing yards with a touchdown and an interception. As I mentioned earlier, Hendon Hooker in the first half of that game last week, he himself had 229 yards in one half of football with a rushing and a passing touchdown. So passing yards were at a premium in LSU and Arkansas, so Cade Fortin and Jaden Daniels. And then Randy, I'm going to blame you for this because I'm going to blame you for this one, okay? So last week when Chris and I heard your upset special of the week, Syracuse and Florida State, Chris and I had a collective groan between us because we both had that game. Now, Chris changed his, but I had to stick with mine because I had the sound bite and everything.
Yes, yes, I know.
So let's talk about that Syracuse offense on senior night. They scored 3 points, 1 for 11 on third down. They had 160 total yards in that game. Chris, going into the fourth quarter, they had 74 yards of offense going into the fourth quarter. They had 65 passing yards on 6 for 17 with an interception. They had 95 rushing yards on 31 attempts, but still managed to accumulate 72 penalty yards out of all of it on 10 penalties. They had more penalty yards than passing yards. They had 23 less penalty yards than rushing yards. That was awful. 1 for 11 on third down. They had two more points than they did interceptions in that game. That was awful. And when Randy picked that, Chris and I both went, ugh.
Okay. Are you done with your max of the week?
Yeah, I am now.
Okay, and that's our max of the weeks for this week, obviously. Okay, so now back to what you said, because I make sure that on my Odyssey app, guys, go make sure you download it. It's free. You can listen to all our programs everywhere here on 929 The Game. I always get on my Odyssey app at the last segment when we do our picks. And there's two things that I'm tired of y'all doing. One is that right there, because you know what, Chris? When you pick our upset special, I lose also. So you just might be the jinx, okay?
No, I'm tired.
No, hold on.
You are not tired. There to defend yourself.
I am tired of y'all blaming me for everything. Now, I had some rough weeks. I had back-to-back 0-4 weeks. I had some rough damn weeks. I will give you that. But every time y'all do that, I'm like, hold on. Y'all pick it too. It could be one of y'all. And John Chuckery, I told you this last year to start the season. I said, I'm not going to pick Georgia this year, all right? Because the one time I picked them last year, they got the ass whooped by Alabama. And I brought that trend back this year. You are not a dog, okay? You're not a bulldog.
I'm Bulldog Chuckery.
Hold on. Let me. I have to.
I have Chip Towers and Chuck Dowdle that follow me on Twitter. And you follow me.
I have to just explain this to you and your peons out there, your Chucksters, all right, who believe everything that you say about me as far as regarding my dogs is true. I love my dogs. Chuckery does not love us, okay? I don't switch from back and forth and team to team, okay? And I know when I get on my Odyssey app today at 11:40, you're going to say something about this, all right? I'm not going to pick Georgia, okay?
Right? I know you're not. Listen.
Okay, then why can't you just accept that and leave me alone?
Because, again, it's at least the show has one Bulldog Chuckery on it to make sure everything stays on track. I'll take that mantle. Listen, I have no problem, Randy, putting Georgia on my back and just taking them across the finish line. That's fine. I will listen, for the sake of the show and for the state of Georgia, I am not afraid to do that. So, listen, I may not get to stand on the sidelines with Kirby and big time anybody the way you did to us, but, I've got Chip Towers and Chuck Dowdle that follow me. You follow me. I got DJ Shockley. I got all the top dogs. Yeah, so all the top dogs are on my side.
Again, the peons, your little Chucksters that think your word is law, I did not big time you, okay? Y'all were taking too long.
Chris, back me up on this. He big timed us.
Oh, but big time.
Yeah. Y'all were taking too damn long. Yeah. Y'all were trying to help. Chris had nothing to do with it, Randy.
Chris and I were so nice that we helped that older gentleman get to the stadium. We helped that older gentleman get to the stadium while you ran on the sidelines and talked to Kirby. Chris and I were trying to help an older gentleman get into the stadium with us, and then you ran over the sideline and you completely forgot about. We went from Riggs and Murtaugh to you were just, you know, you were in Predator.
He wouldn't even turn around and wave at us from the field. We didn't exist.
Randy and I went from Riggs and Murtaugh to he was the guy in Predator 2, just running over there. You know, that's what it was. Just on his own and left us just standing there dumbfounded and never got an invite to, you know, hang out. So it's all right. We know. Chris and I understand. We understand your pecking order. I know you gave like $200 to the Georgia program last year.
Not even that.
I understand, you know. I know where you're at with all of it. So thank God Chuck Dowdle and Chip Towers believe in me. So.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. That's great. That is an awesome thing. But yeah, so there it is right there. So y'all, so when I tune in 11:40, I know y'all are gonna say something slick and everything. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, but in all actuality, you know, y'all pick it too, and it goes away. So, but yeah, that Florida State thing surprised me. I was just like, oh my God.
Have they been? I mean, in all honesty, guys, have they been one of the better surprises in college football this year?
Would you not like to see that Florida State LSU game replayed now?
Yes,
because I think they're both better teams than they were Labor Day weekend.
This is the best that Florida State's played since he's been there, right?
Oh yes,
I think definitely.
This is, I mean. Is this the best Florida State's looked in how many years?
Since Jameis?
Yeah, I mean, since that Jimbo run, right? You know, remember they came in with DeAndre Francois as the number two team in the nation when they got clubbed by Alabama.
He just got drafted into the XFL draft.
Yes, he did. And remember, Francois tore his ACL or something, went out for the year in that game. But Florida State's been really good. I give them credit, man. They're not back because – you know, when they go a decade of top five finishes and all that, then you're back. But they have played really well. They've been one of the better surprises in college football this year. I'll give Mike Norvell credit. And remember, you know, everybody was talking about, you know, were they going to get rid of him in the offseason or this, that, and the other. I mean, he's definitely turned that thing in the right direction. He's got that ship turning and heading the right direction right now.
They got a chance. They went out and win a bowl. They get to 10 wins.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, you know, that he has been – one of those guys that you know, it seemed like he had to get more of his own dudes in there, his guys, his recruits, the ones that he can mold from the start, and they've been playing well, man. They really, really have.
That is our Max of the Week. It's time for us to go around the ACC. Marilyn Payne from the ACC Network, she will join us. We'll take a trip around the Atlantic Coast Conference, talk a little bit about Georgia Tech, find out what she knows about the quarterback situation there. We'll do all that as we go around the ACC next. It's college football game time here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.